You're listening to the MoneyWeb Now podcast series with Simon Brown. Live streamed every weekday at 6:30 a.m.
It's Tuesday, 7 September. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb global headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, we've got Preston Naramsamy, Bidvest and RCL results. We'll also be talking results with Trellidor and Stadio CEOs, respectively. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Some morning headlines from MoneyWeb. Liquidation proceedings against Steinhoff can proceed. The South African court dismissed intervention application. The theory was, did South Africa or did the local courts have jurisdiction or not? The local courts have said they had. So now that Techie Town liquidation proceeding can happen. The stock was under massive pressure. 1 point down, 40%, 70% down in Frankfurt. Business Day, AVI considers price increases to protect profits. International prices of soft commodities, maize remain elevated, partly due to a drought in Brazil. Morning markets, the US was closed yesterday for Labor Day. Asia is mixed, Sydney down 0.2%, Tokyo up 0.8%. Commodities green overnight, gold 1,826. Rand continues moving stronger, 1423. Top 40 opening call, just jumped 240 points to the green. That's about 0.4%. That as Tencent is trading up 3% in Hong Kong.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Joining now with Preston Naramsamy, Portfolio Manager, Nedbank Private Wealth. Preston, results still coming fast and furious for the June mid-years and year-ends. Two from yesterday, RCL, revenue up 14%, underlying HEPS up almost 170%, a dividend of 45 cents. A good set of numbers, and we are seeing, truthfully, a lot of good numbers coming out, and the market really liked it.
Morning, Simon. Great to be on the show. Yeah, Simon, you know, good set of numbers. Market liked it, as you mentioned. Sales up, back to profits. Simon, most of the business units performing well, you know, the food division, sugar, baking, groceries. You can imagine with the lockdowns, people staying at home and just eating away. But Simon, you know, the chicken business, of course, continues to struggle from, you know, just breed performance and you know, chicken genetics being poor and, you know, profits actually halved there, Simon. So, you know, Simon, the market liked it. I mean, who doesn't like a 4% dividend yield? But yeah, I think, you know, new leadership in Simon, management also looking to separate parts of the business. You know, so from my perspective, I'd like to monitor execution here and, of course, monitor it in a more normalized world as well, you know, without this boost that we had from COVID. But yeah, with this being said, the business is turning around, Simon, and shareholders are enjoying that nice dividend yield at the moment.
Yeah, it was a great dividend yield we saw coming through. And I take your point. Chicken is struggling. They've got to do some execution. Bidvest, which is very much an SA Inc. after they spun out the offshore operations, $88 billion in revenue. It's a giant business. That was up 15%. Normalized HEPS up 25.6%. A 6 Rand dividend. Another number, but a set of results. But yeah, these are year end. So it included the sort of, you know, harder lockdowns of last year. But they're coming through with decent numbers.
Definitely, Simon. You know, like you mentioned, you know, diversified SA business. It's a nice business to look at as a proxy for the SA economy and what's actually happening on the ground in the underlying economy. And, you know, Simon, yeah, across the board, automotive services part of the business, branded products, freight, logistics, all did well, you know, despite some pressures here and there. And, you know, what was a positive for me, the company like properly exceeding pre-COVID profits.
Yeah.
So really good set of numbers, Simon. And, you know, with the UK acquisition that they did in 2019 on the hygiene business as well, talk about good timing on that one. it actually served the company really well, Simon. So I didn't quite understand the share price performance, though. You know, it's been a little poor over the last month or so. But nevertheless, Simon, you know, good numbers. These guys are smooth operators when it comes to acquisitions, great track record, and there's also some wiggle room on their balance sheet for further acquisitions. So One that we quite like, Simon, and optimistic about this company going forward.
A strong looking balance sheet, and we've seen lots of those as well. Bidvest, massive cash generation, good looking balance sheet. Quick last question, Capitec, not results, there was an update, their year end is August. Headline earnings expected to increase between 510 and 530%, and the market frankly just shrugged their shoulders and said we expect nothing less.
Yeah, Simon, just confirming their earnings guidance to the market, Simon. In fact, just tightening that HEPS range that they initially guided. They guided at least 500%, for HEPS to be up. And they just tightened that range. But Simon, the banks in general, last month, we had a phenomenal month with the banks. So even Capitec coming, I think, from $1,600 or so a month back, and we're almost at $1,900 now. Optimistic banks gaining some good traction here, Simon.
Yeah, I see that. From July, we've got the banking index up, 20% or so from the beginning of July. A good July, a good August. Bit of weakness coming through in September, but nothing, I suppose, goes in a completely straight line. We'll leave it there. Preston Naramsami, Portfolio Manager, Nedbank Private Wealth. Appreciate the early morning, sir.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Terence Dennison, CEO of Trellidor. Results out for year end June. HEPS up 196%, that at 40.8 cents, and dividend coming in at 11 cents. Terence, appreciate your time this morning. Before we get to the period under review, KZN, the violence which erupted in July, any impact to you and your operations during that period? And if so, have you recovered from it?
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Yeah, back to the riots. We thankfully escaped damage, although damage and looting got very close to our production facility in Durban. But we did lose 7 days of production. We were closed during the looting period. It was unsafe to operate. The police asked us all to stay away in the industrial park, which we did. And then getting people back to work was a bit of a challenge with, I think, levels of fear at an all-time high. But subsequent to that, losing that week's worth of production.
Let's get to some business. A strong year for Trellidor. You've got the Trellidor, which is a security product. You've got Taylor, which is decorative and blinds. Both of them actually doing really well. And in part, I suppose, it's we were all stuck at home. We're tired of looking at that ugly window or the like. But also, we've seen uptick in activity in home purchases and the like. And you were able to deliver to clients.
Yeah, I think all of us in the construction materials, home improvement businesses have seen quite strong support, particularly early in the year, as spend seems to be centered around the home, which is obviously good for our businesses. So we saw 23-odd% increase in the group turnover, 23 in Trellidor and 24 in the Taylor business. So yeah, pretty spread across the categories of products, but very centered on the residential environment where the spend seemed to be happening.
Your input costs, which are particularly in the Trellidor, I imagine, are to, it's steel and the like. I mean, have those been rising? Have you been able to manage those?
Through the financial, we were able to absorb most of the increases. But yes, I mean, raw materials, particularly metals, but it spreads across the board, have sharply increased in cost. Yeah, steel is north of 30% increase, and aluminium, of which we also use a lot, is sort of in the mid-20s increase. But during the course of the year, we've got an inventory buffer, which we used up. So we were more exposed to that towards the end of the year.
Your business is predominantly franchise, but you have been repurchasing some of the so you refer to them as main center franchises, and certainly the numbers sort of bear that out and as a good acquisition. What's the thinking behind repurchasing some of those franchises?
Yeah, the focus is on the four main cities in the country, where we're finding we've had areas of relative sub-performance coming through. And by buying some of these units back, initially it was by default, where we had failed franchises. Mm-hmm. We saw an immediate turnaround in turnover, which led us to dig deeper into the situation. And I think what we've had in South Africa is this slow recession, I call it, over the last 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. Particularly on consumer spend, which is in a micro business environment, which our franchisees are, is extremely difficult to manage. I think we've seen negative behavior is probably a strong word, but negative sentiment coming through from those micro businesses. And by corporatizing them and bringing them back into the fold, we've seen a strong turnaround in behavior coming out of our salespeople and our installation teams, which is crucial to that business, absolutely crucial. And the growth is very, very encouraging. So organic growth, we get a vertical chain, we get a retail mm-hmm. a retail margin, and we get a factory margin. So very important to the business.
Yeah, and I like your point there around a sort of a slow recession, and I can see how for a small business that just grinds down on you. Terence Dennison, CEO of Tradidor, appreciate the time this morning.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com. or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting with Chris Foster, CEO of Stadio. They had results out 6 months ending June. Revenue up 17%. Student numbers, which is perhaps the really important one, up 11%. Moved to a headline profit per share of 6.9 cents. And importantly, the Centurion Complex is ready for students in the new year. Chris, appreciate your time today. I want to get to Centurion. Before I do, how much contact, sort of face-to-face teaching is happening in your campus at this point in the pandemic?
Obviously, with the restrictions, not a lot of on-campus activity, although we do make space available on the campus for those students who struggle with access to devices, mm-hmm. But those are limited students on campus at the moment.
So, I mean, the students are obviously there. We can see it from the numbers. I mean, this is, although, you know, you've got the distance learning Milpark, the students are doing it via the technology, doing it remotely.
Yes. 80% of our student population is already distance learning students, mm-hmm. meaning they're online. So when we get into the lockdown situations, we actually move only 20% of our students into making space available for them to go online.
And that online was Milpark, which is it was an acquisition a couple of years ago, a well-known, well-entrenched brand within the online space. Were you able to, as a group, leverage some of their technology and their expertise in the online space?
Yes, Simon, I think important to note is that in the Stadio Higher Education Institution, which was the consolidation of four brands. Mm-hmm. And in those four brands, we had Southern Business School, who is actually the biggest online player in our group. And yes, we had that infrastructure and expertise that we've built on. And then obviously, we also have Milpark, as you mentioned, with years of experience that's also, you know, coming to the fore now and giving us these good results.
Are you seeing some of the sort of the face-to-face, the traditional contact students? Are some of them perhaps at the beginning of this year were planning to enter tertiary education but took the view, you know, pandemic, I'll come back in 2022? Was there a bit of a delay from some students potentially?
Yes, definitely, Simon. 100% correct. Especially with the matric results that were released so late. A lot of students then said, okay, no, let's just postpone. We will start afresh in the 2022 academic year, knowing that, you know, there would be COVID disruptions and the late start. They just felt they will rather postpone.
Yeah, rather than put that pressure on themselves trying to get it all together. How have student collections been? We've seen in some of the industries where collections have started to pick up. Are students paying timelessly? Have you still got a problem, a concern in that space?
No, we do see stress in the system, without a doubt. We are very excited with our new partnership with Capitec Bank. Which will now make funding available to our students, you know, at very reasonable rates. So we're excited for the 2022 academic year specifically, you know, that will come into play and really assist our students with meeting those payment deadlines.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's always been one of the challenges, obviously funding. And with respect to the traditional banks, not always that easy to get funding for tertiary education.
Your
Centurion campus, up and running next year, what sort of capacity is that going to have when it kicks off in Jan?
So the capacity of the campus would be 5,000 students when it's full. But we will start off, we hope, with between 500 to 700 students, Simon, in 2022.
And then how long to get to that 5,000? I mean, is it going to be a couple of years, 3-5 years perhaps?
Yeah, we our projection shows about 5 years. Then it would be to full capacity. One must also remember that we're bringing in your more hybrid academic model, so that we can accommodate more learners, you know, at a campus.
And I mean, the demand, I mean, you say 500-700 students year one, couple of years to get to capacity. I mean, the one thing we see every January, February, as the new year rolls around, is that massive demand for tertiary education. You've got Centurion. Would you look for other campuses in time as well?
Yeah, for now, we first want to, how can I say, test to see what the uptake would be at Centurion. It's a big CapEx spend on that site. So we want to see what the uptake would be before we will look at building another mega campus here in the Western Cape. If we look at the applications we've received thus far for next year already, you know, we're very excited and obviously, they must move on to registrations, full-time paying students. But applications thus far look very, very, very good for 2022.
One of your other acquisitions was CA Connect, and this is kind of a bridging to help people get into the chartered accountant space, which has, I mean, you ended up having to pay a whole lot more for it simply because it's been frankly, a stunning success since you took it over.
Yeah, we're very excited with the CA Connect business, as you said. I think they've got the sweet spot in the market. Really, we see that the specific industry is very keen going the online route. And with their unique way of offering it to the market, I think they are very attractive offering at the moment.
We'll leave it there. That's Stadia CEO Chris Foster talking those results in a space which is globally important and, of course, massively important for South Africa as well. Chris, appreciate the time today. That's it for the show. The poll we're asking on our Twitter and LinkedIn, the new poll going up. Some good results coming out of those JSE-listed food producers. We had AVI yesterday as well. input costs are increasing. Our question to you is, are you seeing those input costs being passed on into the food that you are buying? Yes, your food is getting more expensive. You hadn't noticed, or perhaps not what you eat. Perhaps you're managing to eat your way around that inflation. You can have your vote. You can have your say on our LinkedIn and our Twitter profiles. Our question yesterday, we had Fortress REIT talking, Stephen Brown, with their result. The sector's looking better, certainly better than it was a year ago. No surprise with that. The question is, are you investing? A quarter of you said yes, a quarter said watching, but half of you said nope, not for you, not at all. Vote, have your say, and LinkedIn and Twitter. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. We're live every weekday morning on the MoneyWeb website and the app, 6:30 a.m. podcast just after 7. Thanks to my team, Eddie, Kudora, Nicole, to you for listening, my guests for their early morning contribution. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again tomorrow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb Now podcast, posted every weekday at 7 a.m. on moneyweb.co.za. MoneyWeb Now, on the money.